when they were young. They seemed relatively young. Not old, like all the other pictures of them are old.
Now, who did they buy land from? What land was this on then?
This house.
Walker.
This is the house that I think is very interesting in architecture and in what they did with wood. I'm not sure. This may be what they call stick architecture. The survey they made in Hillsborough, they were identifying practically everything with stick.
Yeah, I noticed.
And I have wondered.
What house is this? Is this on
porch?
No, it's not
out
here.
Is that a keyhole porch?
I don't know anything about this.
What house is this?
It's not on here.
It's not on this.
Who lives here?
Do you know?
Where's the house that you said you lived in?
That's down the way. That's not a historical.
This is really a Derwin.
Brown. This is a brown house, isn't it, Peg?
Brown, that's right. It's the brown house. And Catherine Hickey tells me they called this man, when she was a small child, they called him Miser Brown.
She has a lot of little things like that.
The brick foundation is real interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
about it. When do you think this one was built?
Well, no, I talked to the person. This was owned by Paul Schlaffel or Schlaffer.
That siding in that gable is fascinating.
It was this design.
Radetzky's lived in it, didn't they? I think Radetzky's lived in it when I was a youngster.
So many of these houses are freshly painted, and I think that's wow. Mm-hmm.
Oscar Brown.
Now there is this. I was told. No, this I was told by Claire Walker was an old house, but I couldn't find out anything more about it, and it had been so covered up.
Well, it's been all done
it's
over.
It's been changed. Very changed.
Yes, I can remember it looked quite differently.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't Vanderbilt own this?
Yes.
It was an apartment
you
house.
You can still see that little decoration up there on top and the round window.
And that's like in those other two houses.
Right, it is. Town, it's like the Price House and the Brenner
Academy
House.
Academy building had that round window.
Oh, really?
The Academy building was very much like old College Hall, mm-hmm. almost in detail. In fact, it was about a year before I got so I could tell which picture was which until I discovered that the Academy building had four chimneys and Old College Hall had just two chimneys, one in each end.
Wasn't the Academy building a little bit larger, Peg?
Well, after they added to it, but I don't know that it was before, when it was first built. And they added to it in 1900, but it has that round thing in Old College Hall, doesn't it? No, well, that's on the addition.
When did they build the Academy building?
That was built in 1868.
And it burned?
Yeah, it burned in 1900.
And the burnt timbers were found when they excavated for the present library.
Really?
It stood there.
Yeah. This is the second location since I've been here. I've heard three times. That blue-gray house right down there, that's where I was born.
Very important house. It was a kind of a bungalow type.
The blue one, it had
shingles when I lived in it. It had brown shingles on the outside.
Well, this is kind of an old street then in Forest Grove.
Yeah.
But I'd love to.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I think A Street is as old or older than 17.
This was, I gather, the house where President Parent lived. Mm-hmm. But it's been so modernized on everything.
I don't think I'd call it that.
Okay.
Destroyed as
well. And why doesn't he finish it?
I don't treat me.
Well,
I know anything about this house.
Me too.
Do you know anything about
it? It has the round thing too.
Yes.
Well, no, I don't. I never found any significant. There is a house, but I can't think of the name now.
Do
There were a couple of Russell families. Is the nearest I could find out from the people who were around near them.
Of course, the Stiles.
Yeah, one of them lived in the house. We're going to the Russell house.
People and the other now moved to
either that one or another one lived across the corner.
Harrington?
Across the street, on the corner.
And then there was some
talk. Priscilla Pratt.
This house, I never got any help from anybody.
That was a never
room. Maybe we got the little round room one
that was before I knew Catherine.
So I think this house is interesting
remember.
Too. I think that
both of them. The one on the corner, I think, is too. But
I think
don't
it's older
about
than
it.
That one, don't you think?
Yes, I or think so. But I don't know anything about it. That's
right. I've always liked
it. I always think that's
the lot now.
That's her.
I just think this house is dirt.
The stagecoach is the next house.
I think the woodwork is
who lives here now?
I could tell you.
Do you know Gladys?
Barbara says she knows.
Gosh, we've got the mortgage on it. Okay. Sprague?
Yes.
Sprague,
oh,
how am I
excellent,
doing?
Excellent.
I love it. Sprague.
Yeah, it's Russell on the list. But
well, that's the historic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The people that live in it now are Sprague.
Mm-hmm. What does he do?
And Catherine said that the houses down the way that we were just looking at, that the one on the corner down there was a Russell house too.
Yeah, so
the one that's green with yellow trim.
Yeah.
Does what's her name? Helen Helmick still live there? She used to,
but I don't know.
I haven't seen her in years.
I know her sister. I could ask where they live now, but not here.
Mm-hmm. Except the time I came here, I had heard about it. I admired it, so I came to talk to the person, and they had plastic flowers on the porch. I could just hardly...
I know.
They had what? Artificial plastic flowers.
Is there a picture of this house originally? Mary said that she didn't think that this grill work used to be on the house.
I tend to agree with you.
It's been there ever since I can remember. I've lived over here 26 years.
The walls of the house are as they were, but some of the porch stuff I don't think is as it was.
Ever since I can remember, now they had it painted a different color, and it wasn't as prominent, but...
I could seem to remember...
Now, the arbor wasn't there.
None of that stuff was there when I was a kid. It was none of that latticework stuff.
You don't have a picture of that in Old College Hall. I haven't seen a picture of it. What did the Russells do?
I don't even know that.
I haven't come across that name in anything that I read.
Well,
I
don't know.
I should ask Captain Bigby. When I'm really working on something, I keep a page that says Captain Bigby at the top of it. And then every time something like this comes out, I write it down.
Did you notice the barn there? It may be one of the few houses that has kept its barn.
Uh-huh.
Or was that a barn?
It
looks like it's got the hayloft there.
Mm-hmm. Well, next door is the old stagecoach house.
Yes.
You can't see it because of the tree.
The first project, how the women's club got started in Forest Grove. A bunch of women got together and decided to make a club to tear down the barns on Main Street.
Is that right?
That was 1900. There were still barns on Main Street, so their first project.
Orville French, before he died, he was there in the house, little house next to us, told me that I could complain that the soil was so hard to work because we plowed up for a garden, thinking, it would be good. And he said that had been a big old horse barn there, and that the man had owned a lot of horses and cattle. And I found that on the tax records. A lot of horses and cows and sheep on that block, that half a block that he owned. And Mr. French told me that the barn was right there in the corner back in the yard there.
The picture that we saw of the house, the old one that I found in Old College Hall, doesn't show the barn. I can't see a barn there. There's something in the back that could be the tip of a roof of a barn, but I couldn't tell before the house was moved.
Are we done?
Mm-hmm. No. Well, what about the old stagecoach stop? Who built that?
That's right. That's right there.
I know. But who built it? Do you know anything about it?
No, not Gladys said.
Is this a stagecoach stop?
Yeah, right here.
I would have Eric never could find out any convincing evidence. The evidence is that there was a stagecoach that came from Portland through Forest Grove and went up over to Tillamook.
I think 65.
No, the first stagecoach went from Portland to here down to Corvallis, and that was 65. And then there, in the 1890s, there is a stagecoach that goes over to Tillamook. It always has a big ad in the paper.
That would be the McNamer.
But I wasn't able to find anything, and Gladys says Eric couldn't either. He was interested in history. Specific. It's just that this was called a stagecoach.
Well, see, Porter owned here all the way back. He owned the half a block all the way back, and the house stood on the corner where Burnett's house is now. And I bet you he supplied horses to this, for the stagecoach.
I bet it finally figured out
why would he have all those horses.
Yeah.
But also he might have had a livestock business because he was in business in town in the Broderson building. That was Ingalls and Porter. And he may have had a butcher shop.
Of course, there wasn't anything but horses, so if you didn't, you either walked or rode a horse.
Well, they would have had to supply horses for logging, too. I don't know, you know. But it finally occurred to me that might have been what it was. Now, this house probably isn't terribly old then, because he sold it off about 1894.
There was an old house here, Watson Leadhoff House. That was an old house.
Who built that one?
I don't know. I just knew it was old when I was a kid, and I don't have any idea. So is the Joe Meeker.
Now, whose house is this?
That's what I wondered. Do you know anything about the women's club house?
It used to be the women's club house.
Uh-huh.
And Helene Stites tried for years to persuade the Chamber of Commerce to buy it and move in there. This was before they built this place they have down here now. They would have nothing to do with it. And the city, Cap Berry, or whoever made this map up, put that house on the map, you see.
Mr. Crossley, the older Mr. John Crossley's uncle, told me he lived in this house.
That would have been a nice thing to do, to have the
conference.
Yes.
And then that house over there was Dr. Ward's house and office, and then he built apparently that clinic next, and then somebody told me that his son had a real estate or a some kind of a lumber office in that little gun shop building. But you see, this house looks pretty old to me, and I haven't determined yet when Ward bought. He owned practically that whole block.
Well, that looks way after 1900 to me.
Well, 19. It apparently is not.
I don't think so. I think it's an old house.
But I don't know exactly how old it is. But I think it has been modernized considerably. The Frenches lived there, and she told me quite a few things about the house. In fact, they found tombstones there for Civil War.
Did they?
Yes.
1860-65.
Yes. And then when I inquired about that, he was a physician, and they said that the United States Army, one was for an Indiana regiment, one was for a Pennsylvania regiment, had the person's name on it and everything. And said that it's possible that they gave it to them and they just carried it around and somehow deposited it there.
Oh.
Nobody knows why the tombstones. Mrs. Finch said that they used it to help make a barbecue pit.
Somebody might have just taken it from a cemetery, and it became a building block shed.
That's possible.
Well,
I kind of hate to see these railroad tracks come up.
I figure as soon as they get them all up, they'll want it right away from the rail.
Sure.
Just as soon as they get them all.
The
A lot of the deeds that I said were the deeds that Cap showed you in a little kind of a box. Records of deeds.
Well, that's what Chuck showed me.
Yeah, that's what Chuck showed me. And a lot of them were transferring to the right of way.
A lot of the deeds were from over in the Beaverton region.
Oh, really?
But you can read, you see, the township and range lines, numbers, mm-hmm. and you can tell if there's in.
Can I take anybody home?
I have my car right here.